What's up and welcome to the Combine in Indianapolis. Nathan Zagura alongside Sir Andrew Gribble. Gribbs, day one here in Indy. We heard from Sashi Brown. A newsworthy day to say the least, even though the players really won't start making the rounds until tomorrow. But what was your big takeaway from what you heard from Sashi today?
Well, I think the big storyline with him now is what's going on with Terrell Pryor. And I think that the 4 p.m. deadline is about to come up on the franchise tag. Whether or not they use the franchise tag on Pryor remains to be seen, but they've mentioned that the ongoing negotiations are happening with Pryor's representation here in Indianapolis. I would say it's a different tone from Sashi than maybe you heard from him last year when it pertained to these free agents that were upcoming. I think he was a little bit more realistic with that those guys are probably going to look around. With Pryor, it sounds like they feel pretty confident with where they're at, but he understands that once this deadline passes, there's some unofficial negotiating that goes on with teams here in Indianapolis, so Pryor could be out there testing the market, but I think the Browns feel good with where they're at.
He said it was a priority to get him here. He's a good player. We want to keep him. He said that they will be meeting with his agents here in Indianapolis this week to hopefully hammer out a deal that will keep him in a Cleveland Browns uniform for a very long time. And I think that is music to everybody's ears as it relates to Terrell Pryor wanting him to come back. And Pryor, Sashi even said, thanked him for saying that he wanted to come back to Cleveland and be a part of what they're building here with Hugh Jackson and company. Another thing that I thought was not necessarily a huge takeaway, but one of the big stories of the day is that Josh Gordon applying for reinstatement to the NFL. Sashi Brown really no comment on it whatsoever, said we haven't even thought about it, but didn't come out and say, look, he's never playing for the Browns again.
Yeah, I just think it's a wait-and-see thing, and it almost seemed like it came as news to him that he'd reapplied. I think that he has to go through the NFL. He doesn't go through the Browns for that process, but I think it's just something it's wait-and-see, but I think it's going to be a lot more waiting over the next maybe months or so to see how this plays out, but I think the Browns, as they've had the last couple of years, aren't banking on anything with Josh Gordon. They're planning going forward without him and then seeing what happens later.
Yeah, and when you look at, of course, the running back position, Isaiah Crowell, given that second-round tender, effectively that means he's going to be on the Browns. Nobody's going to give a second-round pick at this point for Isaiah Crowell, so he's going to be here. And another tag news that broke today was that Tremaine Johnson will be tagged once again as the franchise player by the Los Angeles Rams. Second year in a row for him, the first corner since Charles Woodson to go back-to-back on the tag. That was a name that a lot of people thought maybe might make sense for the Browns, but won't be on the market now.
Yeah, I think it's the other defensive back for the Rams that's going to get some attention potentially from the Browns, and that's TJ McDonald, the safety. I think there's clearly a big need for the Browns at safety. I know that this is a draft is heavy with safety, but if you address it in free agency, maybe you don't have to use that high draft pick on safety and can address some other areas on the roster that aren't as easily taken care of in free agency.
And speaking of not on the market, according to Adam Schefter, Jimmy Garoppolo is not on the market. And we know quarterback, a huge priority, and we'll talk about that as we got some questions about the quarterback position. But Adam Schefter saying today that it doesn't matter who calls, it doesn't matter what they offer, that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be a New England Patriot in 2017. So I think that one, for now, seems to be off the books for the Browns.
For now, but I don't even know if I believe that sort of sentiment for
any
player
statement.
In the NFL.
It's
I think there's always a price.
Statement.
I think there's always a price for these players, but I think it's maybe the Patriots put the feelers out and they weren't getting kind of the response that they wanted. And I think, as we talked about on CBE today, when you get a quarterback as old as Tom Brady, as good as he was last year, when something goes wrong, it can go wrong in a hurry, and all of a sudden you're left without a quarterback if you're not feeling good about Jacoby Brissett. So I think it's a safe decision for the Patriots to make, and I don't think there's any harm in bringing him back for their sake.
No, and as Mark Dominic, the former Tampa Bay Buccaneers GM who now works for ESPN, said, he said they actually were going to be able to get the value they wanted, but I don't think people realize how valuable he was to the Patriots organization. And it makes you wonder, are they going to Belichick Brady at the end of next year? I don't see it happening, but nonetheless, talking about quarterbacks, Sashi Brown looking at the quarterback position. They've got right now under contract Robert Griffin III, Cody Kessler, and Kevin Hogan. He was complimentary about them, but it very much sounded like the jury is out on whether or not RG3 will be a Brown in 2017.
Yeah, and I think the key takeaway was he expects him back in April for when the offseason workouts begin. The mention of the roster bonus, I don't think that's going to be a deterrent one way or the other. I think they're just looking to evaluate, as he said, evaluating Robert as a player, not because of his contract.
And when you talk about the quarterback position, I asked him on Cleveland Browns Daily today if that was the number one priority of the offseason. He said it's always the number one priority when you don't have a franchise quarterback. I expect the Browns to be aggressive in trying to address that now if there isn't a trade possibility, perhaps in free agency or probably more likely in the draft.
Yeah, I think we maybe haven't, it's crazy to think, we haven't really focused much on these quarterbacks enough going forward. I think that they're going to come into focus now.
Because it was Garoppolo
Mania,
baby.
Yeah, because it's going to come much more into focus now, and you've got to start thinking, is the number one pick going to be used on a quarterback? Because if you wait till 12, you might not know who's there at that point. I think teams always reach on quarterbacks. Look at last year. People didn't think Wentz or Goff were number one quarterbacks. They went 1-2. I think there's just always a need for quarterbacks. So get used to the names Mitch Trubisky, Deshaun Kizer, Deshaun Watson, Pat Mahomes, Davis Webb. They're all going to be talked about here for ad nauseum for the next 2 months.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see who helps their stock the most at the combine. We talk about that at ClevelandBrowns.com. And Gribbs, when you look at this overall quarterback landscape, you said they may take one at one. I almost feel like it's Myles Garrett at one, a quarterback at one, or they're going to make a move. Mike Silver today saying he can almost promise that they're going to take Myles Garrett at one. He's almost 100% sure and that they'll be intrigued by a quarterback at 12. But can you risk not getting your guy if you like one guy?
I don't think you can risk it. And I don't even know if you can risk it even if you think you have a good trade in place to move up to the draft simply because the 49ers and Bears are there at 2 and 3. And they both really need quarterbacks. And unless you're in their war rooms, you don't know what they're thinking with using those number 2 or number 3 picks on a quarterback, even if it is a perceived reach. Most quarterbacks are overdrafted when it comes down to it because you fall in love with the player and want him and build your franchise around him. So I think even if you have a trade proposition with the Browns, they have the artillery to move up in the draft from that 12th spot. It's still a risk that I don't even know if you're willing to take.
Well, one of the questions we just got right now as we're live here on Periscope is that, you know, is there a franchise quarterback in the second round? And the obvious answer is, if the answer to that was yes, they'd be drafted in the first round and probably at pick number 1 overall. But some candidates would include, I would guess, Pat Mahomes if he stays in the second round, although I think he ends up in the first round. Davis Webb, who the Browns had an opportunity to work with down at the Senior Bowl, and then Nathan Peterman also down there at the Senior Bowl. But I think the notion of finding the Dak in who's this year's Dak, there isn't a Dak Prescott in every single draft.
I'll just say this. I think there is a franchise quarterback in every draft in the second round and beyond. But none of the teams that draft those quarterbacks in the second round and beyond are banking on those guys to be the franchise quarterback. I think it's rare. Maybe a Derek Carr in Oakland was an anomaly with that, but I can't imagine that the Raiders were 100% confident that this was the franchise guy because all if they're getting drafted in the second round, you have questions that prevented them from being first-round quarterback.
Take them if they'd be taken at the top of the draft. But again, a newsworthy day here, and we'll have the full interviews for you with Sashi Brown. Andrew Berry also joined me on Cleveland Browns Daily today, and I thought the big takeaway with Andrew Berry was that the board is basically set here. They're coming here to interview the guys, get a feel to move them up or maybe down the board based on what they learn about how they love the game, watching some tape with them. But for now, the board's kind of stacked by position, and they have a good sense of where everybody is, even at the quarterback position.
Yeah, I thought an interesting point Sashi brought up in the hallway here after his podium session was asked about how much a player can really move the needle at the combine, and he said there's much more movement down the draft board than there is up the draft board, which basically makes you show that these events that they do in front of the cameras, they're more of a check-the-box kind of thing, but you can really potentially hurt yourself by some of the things you might say in the interview room, or really, mostly, it's what happens in the medical checkup.
Absolutely, and Sashi saying, again, as you pointed out, there is some movement here, but it's really a confirmation because the tape is the focus of all the evaluation they're doing. And one other thing I thought was a big takeaway today in talking to both Sashi and Andrew Berry, just how much more comfortable they are. This was, the combine last year was Andrew Berry's third week on the job. Mm-hmm. And now he's had a whole year with Sashi, with Hugh, with Depot, figuring out how they're going to work together, how they're going to put it together. And he said the biggest difference, and they all said time and experience of being together, and they feel very prepared for what is a critical offseason.
Yeah, like Sashi said, the second year is really your first year. So this is, everything is in place, and that's why they stack these draft picks. They don't have as many as last year, but these are way higher in the draft. You're going to get better players with these picks. Now you just have to go out and execute.
And one of the things definitely coming up tomorrow is Hugh Jackson. He will be speaking to the media early in the morning tomorrow. We'll have that at ClevelandBrowns.com, and then he'll join us on Cleveland Browns Daily as well. So I'm sure we'll get some good nuggets from the head coach. But all in all, I would say a fairly eventful day one here with the Garoppolo rumors, with, of course, the Josh Gordon rumors, and then Sashi and Barry talking. We'll have full coverage of that for you on Cleveland Browns.com later today. For Sir Andrew Gribble, I am Nathan Zagura saying thanks for joining us.